The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone, everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. You know, I was at the meetup at Jimmy's Egg last Monday. And smiling face came in, and it was Pastor Aaron Brummett. I gave him a great big hug, and I said, Hey, Aaron, have you been arrested lately? Right? Isn't that what happened, Pastor?
Yes.
So, man, oh man, are they picking on you. Now, you're a street preacher, and you've got, well, you used to have a portable PA system, and I think the police liked it so much they borrowed it, right? Actually, they stole it from you. And, you know, you compare you preaching on the streets of Springfield, Missouri. You've got the permission of the local guys with guns. Okay, you got their permission. They said, yeah, you can preach on the street. You know, just keep your dB and your decibel level down, and you go, okay, I can do that. So you're preaching on the street, and everything's fine. You do it again, and they come and arrest you, and you go, whoa, 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 wait a minute. You guys said this was okay. I've got a letter from the police department, the Springfield Police Department, that says it's okay. I have your permission, and they go, well, that's not for every day. That's just once, right? Isn't that what happened?
Yes, I was back, actually the letter sitting here in my hand. Back actually in 2012, we went through all the channels to see if we needed to get a permit to conduct our events. All we do is go out and we preach and we sing hymns and we hold a wooden cross that says Jesus loves you on it, and we went to the city and just simply asked them what kind of permit do we need for this. They sent us a letter from the building and permit office that said a formal permit is not required to conduct this event. And then we went out to do exactly what we'd told them to do, following every regulation in the city. And that supposed event we didn't need a permit for, they sent out the police and stopped us, threatened to write us a ticket. And the police, after that, I talked to the police, one of the head police officers for the downtown district, and he did apologize for having sent the police out and said it wouldn't happen again. And a couple of months later, we started receiving tickets for following every law within the city and trying to be reasonable. We started receiving, now we're at probably 13 or 14 tickets. Three times we've had equipment taken by the city, and we've been bullied, intimidated, harassed, everything you can think of.
Wow, let me see if I understand. They keep coming and giving you tickets for being on public property and speaking
in.
Now, okay, are you, let me just make sure I understand. Are you having bonfires, and are you setting off explosives and fireworks and pointing guns at people? Are you doing any of that kind of stuff?
No. Very, very peaceful, very peaceful demonstrations.
Well, I knew that. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I understood. Now, the city will set off explosives celebrating a day that they call the 4th of July. the rest of us would celebrate Independence Day. But they let explosives go off in the air, and they pollute the air, and they, you know, they leave debris all over the place. Now, that's okay, right? I guess that's okay because they do it. But now, so they can disturb the peace, make a lot of noise, scare animals all over the place with these explosives. And that's what they are. Fireworks are explosives. So that's okay. The city can do that. Now, you walking on public property with a battery-powered PA system, that's not acceptable. Am I correct in this?
Yes. What's really interesting is we began researching to see there are a number of groups that are endorsed by the city, messages that are favored by the city, and they are allowed to use 3,000 watts of mega amplification that can be heard at 4 blocks away. Yet the system that was confiscated from us was a measly 50 watt, tiny little battery powered system. That's 3% of what is being allowed by the endorsed messages of the city. And yet, we actually contacted the police officer. We actually bought a professional decibel counter, showed that the equipment that they were using was well above every city ordinance. They were breaking the law, plainly, clearly breaking the law. We went to the police officer and said, are you going to take care of this? Are you going to write them a ticket? We told them you need to bring out a decibel counter. They brought one out. Sure enough, it was above 100 decibels in volume, and I thought they were actually going to do be fair and do what should be done, and that is at least write a ticket, a summons. They got out the ticket and were going to write it, and then somebody from higher up called and said don't write the ticket, and they simply ignored everything that we'd done to test them to see if they truly are discriminating. In every aspect, the city of Springfield, Missouri, has been discriminating against minority views. They've been doing that now for about 2 years.
Okay, so now these other groups that seem to have an endorsed message, what kind of messages do they have?
Well, the last one that we went out and videotaped, and we're not, one of the things that we tell the city is we really do not want to stop anybody else's message. That's not our intention. We believe in the freedom of speech, even if it's unpopular messages, as the Supreme Court has held up. As a Christian organization, we do not want to have people coming out in their underwear, running around the streets of Springfield, and having drag queen shows on Park Central Square. We don't want that. But the amplification that they're using for like Gay Pride or some of these big events is 3,000 watts of amplification. Yet they're allowing these groups, and then they are suppressing the Christian voice or minority religious views.
So Gay Pride can have a 3,000 watt system. You can't have a 50-watt system, but you're talking about you're in the same location as they are, or are you in a different location?
The exact same location. We chose Park Central Square simply because that is one of the key locations that freedom of speech has been used for over 100 years here in Springfield. And so we chose that location. It's the same location where normally they do not allow drinking downtown, but they are at least two nights of the year where they have massive drinking fests there on Park Central Square. They bring out the 3,000 watt amplification, sometimes even more than that. And that same location is where we're setting up just to simply peacefully give the gospel. We've had people that have been pulled away from the bondage of addictions. We had a lady who's going to commit suicide, and she was sitting there on Park Central Square last year. She was going to take her life that night, and simply because we were there, and she'd tell you this to this day, that it saved her life. And then after that, she's now been attending the church that I pastor. And so our purpose is we want to do it peacefully. Our intentions are to go out and rescue people, help people break free of these kind of addictions, and stop people from committing suicide, and help the city of Springfield. And yet the city of Springfield has chosen to discriminate and use prejudice against our message.
I'll tell you what, Pastor Brummett, I try very hard, believe it or not, to not spend my money in the city of Springfield. I really try very hard not to, because it is oppressive, because the police have been called on me too. Now, they haven't done to me what they've done to you. They haven't put me in handcuffs yet, but I've had four cops escort me off a property that, you know, off an event. I'll pay my money, you know, same as everybody else. I'll show up at an event, and the cops will show up and say, "Hey, Mr. Finelli," and they'll say, "Yeah, what's up? Please step outside. Did I do something wrong? Please step outside. Did you guys see me do something wrong? Please step outside. Or what? Or you're going to jail. For what?" And that's you know, the kind of reception that I get by these guys. So I'm not particularly pleased with their performance. So who is calling the cops on you? Who is it?
Well, one of the businesses downtown that has chosen to intimidate us and to bully us is the Coffee Ethic. The owner is Tim Billionus. He is a local Springfieldian. He's chosen to never call police on any of these other events. But the one message that he does not want is the Christian message that what this country was founded upon, and he has chosen repeatedly to sign summons against us.
Do you have his phone number?
I've got both his home and his work number.
Well, let's give out his work number.
Work number is area code 417-866-6645.
Okay, so and that's for the business called the Coffee Ethic in Springfield, Missouri?
Yes.
417-866-6645? Okay. Class, here's your assignment if you choose to take it. If you would like to do research, background research, for USA Prepares, and you'd like to call that number, 417-866-6645, and find out what is going on. Be polite. Let these guys know when you call that you are an investigative reporter for USA Prepares, the radio broadcast, and that you're investigating to find out what's going on, why there's a problem, and why they're calling the police on Aaron Brummett. Let us know, and then you can call in and let us know what you find, or send me an email, and I'll report it on the air. Okay? But you can't hide behind who you are. You've got to give your real name. And if he asks, or if they ask, your real phone number. Pastor Aaron Brummett, I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. And, you know, I see similarities between Springfield and Ferguson, Missouri. And I'll tell you why when we come back.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Aaron Brum is with us. Pastor Aaron Brum, and he's a street preacher, and he gets harassed in Springfield, Missouri, and he's got a trial coming up, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But, Aaron, my understanding is that you're going to be at the Preppers and Patriots Expo tomorrow on Sunday. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're going to have a booth set up there and just trying to help educate people on the First Amendment rights and how those rights are being taken away across the nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be at that same expo. It's Springfield, Missouri. It's at the Doubletree Hotel, 9 a.m. to probably 9 to 6 Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. That's this Saturday, this Sunday, Doubletree Hotel in Springfield, Missouri. I believe the tickets are $10 if you'd like to be a guest. Speaking on Saturday, starting at, well, there are speakers starting at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and starting at 1 o'clock is John Moore, friend of ours, USA Prepares instructor. John Moore will be speaking at 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock, Joyce Riley, USA Prepares instructor, will be speaking. 3 o'clock, I'll be speaking. I'll be talking about how deep, how big are the lies? How big are the lies? And the reason I'm going to talk about that is I want you to know that we are being lied to, and the lies are so big, and I'll tell you how big they are. When you realize how big they are, you'll realize that that you can't trust the government. Okay, and you have to think for yourself. Then at 4 o'clock, Michael Evans, he's been on the air with us here at USA Prepares, is going to be on at 4 o'clock, and then 5 o'clock, Beth Ann Schoenberg is going to be speaking, another USA Prepares instructor. So, and then there are others. Alan Busick will be there. Mike Brown will be there. Lynette Marie will be there. All USA Prepares instructors. So I would say about half of the speakers are USA Prepares instructors. So if you want to meet us tomorrow and Sunday And Aaron Brummett will be there, so you can meet him too. And John Dollarhite will be there. He'll have body armor. Judy Dollarhite will be there with Berkey water filters, the lowest prices in the country, guaranteed. Ken Hurley will be there with Kayani, representing the Kayani team. And there'll be many others. Mike Arnold will be there. So many other instructors will be there. So you probably meet maybe 30 of us at this expo. It's not our expo. It's not a USA Preparers Get Prepared expo, but we're supporting this expo by being there and speaking and getting the word out. So, Aaron, I mentioned Ferguson, Missouri. Now, here's why I mentioned that. So you and a group of just a few people are speaking. You're the only one speaking. It's not like you're armed. It's not like you've got batons and grenades and you're a threat to society. You're just speaking. And then the cops come. They come with a paddy wagon, don't they? Don't they come out with a vehicle to lock you up and throw you in it? Isn't that what they do?
That's correct. Yeah, October of last year was the first serious run-in, and that was when they took myself, another pastor friend of mine, and a Sunday school teacher and put us all in handcuffs. They were a little bit violent in how they handled us. The Sunday school teacher, named Erica Parker, she has a blood disorder, and she thought they did bruise her with the handcuffs, and she didn't know if they'd actually cut into her. If they had, she could have died from it. They were very severe with us, threw us, all three of us, in a paddy wagon, hauled us off like common criminals, and put us in jail.
Okay. Now, did they use hinged handcuffs, those devices of torture that just absolutely are painful?
Okay. Yeah, they put on me hinge handcuffs, and boy, that was mercy. It was basically torture.
Okay. Now, who was the cop involved in this? Let's give out his name. Let's make him famous.
Yeah, the head cop, who has actually been the one who's kind of been, I guess, designated to mishandle us, that is Sergeant Marvin Kurt Ringgold.
Hmm. Okay, that's Marvin. Marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N, Kurt, C-U-R-T, R-I-N-G-G-O-L-D. Do you have his phone number?
Yes. I've only got his home number here. I can give you that.
Let's give out his home number. Well, I'm sure he wouldn't mind if we call him at home.
That number is 417-714-4495.
Okay, so if you want to do some investigative work and find out what's going on and why Pastor Aaron Brummett and another pastor and a Sunday school teacher are being harassed in the city of Springfield, I mean, it could come to your town, right? If you want to find out why, you can call Sergeant Marvin Kurt Ringgold, R-I-N-G-G-O-L-D, Springfield, Missouri. Here's his number, 417-714-4495. Okay, find out. Be polite, use your name, give your phone number, and call us.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Aaron Brummett's with us. And, you know, Aaron, these thug cops in Missouri don't have to put you in devices of torture, handcuffs. They don't even have to arrest you. They don't even have to come and see you. You're not doing anything illegal, absolutely nothing. And it's obvious that the police, the guys with the guns, the body armor, the tasers, the mace, the handcuffs, the two-way radios, the high-capacity magazines, and the sidearms, and the shotguns in the trunk, and the AR-15s in the trunk. Those guys, they don't have to do this. They could be nice. So here we've got Sergeant Marvin Kurt Ringgold, R-I-N-G-G-O-L-D, Springfield Police Department. Here's his number, 417-714-4448. 4495. If you'd like to call him and ask him whatever you'd like about why he keeps arresting Pastor Aaron Brummett, I'd love to know the answer. So you're authorized to be an investigative reporter for USA Prepares. Please email me or call in and let us know what you find out. You're authorized to be an investigative reporter. Now, about this Ferguson thing, the reason I'm mentioning this, Pastor Brummett, is what happened to you has been is the same kinds of tactics. They show up with way more force than they need. They don't even need force. Okay? So these cops show up with, they're ready to kill. They're armed and they have everything they need to execute people right there on the spot. And that's what they're doing in Ferguson, Missouri. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's correct. What I see happening all across the nation, though, we've got other pastors that have had similar things happen here in the United States of America, is that if something is not popular, that's the issue. If it's not popular, and the people who are listening on this show, there's a lot of things that we believe and know to be true that is not popular. It's not popular in politics. It's not popular in government. It's not popular. And the issue is it's the unpopular messages that are supposed to be the most protected messages in this country. The First Amendment is not for popular messages. It was placed in the Bill of Rights to protect unpopular messages. A lot of people don't even know what the First Amendment says. It says Congress shall make no law. You could stop right there and teach a whole lesson on that. They cannot make any law respecting an establishment of religion, and it continues on, or bridging the freedom of speech. Religion and speech are the very First Amendment. And the Second Amendment is placed there to help protect the First Amendment. And every amendment is placed in the Bill of Rights is there to protect our rights from big government. And so it's happening in Ferguson and happened here in Springfield and happening in Florida, California. Some preacher friends I know is they are choosing on the unpopular messages to try to silence them. I mean, once again, 3% of the volume is being used. If you speak with the police officers, they'll try to say, well, boy, they're just too loud. They're too loud. No, we are 3% of the volume that is being used by your popular messages, the ones that you police officers like, the ones that you won't ticket, the ones that the city has endorsed. That is the difference here. 3% and you're using 100%. You're using over 100 decibels. You've got 3,000 watts. You're literally plugging into the city power. The power from the city is being run to amplify amount of volume that you cannot even hear yourself speak when you're next to it. And we're using a little battery-powered amplifier that we carry on our waist. And the issue, once again, it's the unpopular messages. And the United States citizens have to understand, right now, you don't think this is affecting you. But you give it a couple more years, and when there needs to be massive demonstrations against the government, you will not have a voice, and you will be the one being thrown in jail. You'll be the one handcuffed. You'll be the one in prison. You'll be the one bruised and being bullied and intimidated and discriminated against. And the issue is right now is the time to stand up. Now is the time to take a stand. I was in the military for 9 years. I served this country. I'm a patriot. I love this country. No matter how bad it seems to be going, this is the country that God allowed me to be born in. I've served this country as a soldier in the United States Army, and I believe that there is something that needs to be done, not just by those who are being discriminated against, but by the American people, the people on this radio show, the people that are listening. We have to stand up. We have to say enough, enough with the discrimination, enough with the bullying. And so I'm sorry I'm getting, I guess, a little riled up here, but that's my stance on it.
Pastor Brummett, you are absolutely right. We've got Joe in Missouri. Joe, 1 second, please. You know, I mentioned I call them the defectives. The defectives are people who are politicians. They are literally defective. They are devoid of morals. And they have working for them mercenaries. Mercenaries with guns, body armor, mace, tasers, and so forth. Those would be the police. The police who enforce the will of the defectives are mercenaries. The police who enforce the will of the defectives are mercenaries. Joe, in Missouri, you're on with Pastor Aaron Brummett and me, Vin Finelli.
Hey, Vincent, thanks for taking my call. Hey, did you happen to be able to review any of the video from the live streamers from Wednesday night in Ferguson?
I did.
Well, what were your thoughts on that? Did you see where they deployed the LRADs against the protesters?
That part I did not see. However, I did see bombs going off, tear gas bombs. I saw smoke clouds that were beyond belief. I saw the assault on the people by the government, and it was out of control.
Yeah,
and I saw we the people, blacks, whites, others, with signs saying unarmed, don't shoot. I mean, and these cops are lined up kind of like the British with their muskets, ready for war. And who's opposing them? People with signs and their hands up saying, unarmed, don't shoot. And they're chanting, don't shoot, don't shoot. Those are the things that I saw when I looked at several videos. Now, when I say the British with their muskets, it wasn't muskets. It was military weapons. It was shotguns, riot shields. And these cops are ready for war, and they've escalated. They've escalated a peaceful protest. Now, of course, I don't condone the looting, but we have a right, as Pastor Aaron Brummett was saying, we have a right to protest. Now, in Springfield, he's not protesting. He's just speaking. He's speaking the gospel, and he gets arrested. So the natural extent of what the mercenaries would do at the request of the defectives is to escalate and arrest people, to show we the people, who the boss is. I'm outraged.
I would agree, Vincent, and I watched that happen live. A guy that I follow was streaming that live, and you know, I thought Bundy Ranch very easily could have been the start of the Second American Revolution. And
me too.
I comment, when I saw what happened live, I looked at my girlfriend. I said, "You just watched live the start of the Second American Revolution." And what I mean by that is, like I called in yesterday, and like I told you, I'm a middle class white business owner. I've never protested anything in my life. I've never showed up to a protest. Yesterday, I had heard about a spontaneous protest here in Kansas City, Missouri. And as soon as I was done with work, I headed down to the plaza, which is the high rent district. When I figured there'd be, and then what I wanted to do is I wanted to live stream. This is how you get the truth out to the people. Not editing
right.
Videos from the media. And I will say the media's tune changed and really called out the police on their actions after Wednesday's actions. And that's because their own were getting wrangled up. And roughed up and arrested, and that's because police did not want footage of what had occurred Wednesday night in Ferguson on the media
okay.
The masses.
Joe, I'm going to say it.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Joe, I'm going to say it. I haven't heard it said yet. Okay, the police in Ferguson, the police chief would not release the name of the murderer, the cop who murdered the young man. Okay, they wouldn't release it. Okay. Now, one thing that the police absolutely afraid of, and I'm not exaggerating, is that their names and addresses be given out. They are terrified of that. Now, why is it that they're terrified of that? Well, because they put people in prison, and you know, ultimately these guys sometimes get out, and they go, you know what? I spent the last X number of years in prison. You lied on the stand. You put me in prison for something that I shouldn't have been put in prison for, or the penalty was way too harsh for whatever the person did, and they're angry. And now the police are afraid that they are going to be retaliated on by the people they put in prison. That's one thing. Now, how many of us have gotten tickets we don't deserve? How many of us have gotten penalized for things way above and beyond? Just like Pastor Brummett being arrested for nothing, for no crime whatsoever. Now, I think a lot of people are furious with the cops, absolutely furious with these mercenaries at the request of the defectives. Well, if their names were given out, I'll bet you they would slow down. I'll bet you they would slow down and say, you know what, I'm not going to write those tickets. I'm not going to tase those people because they know where I live.
Absolutely. And I, not only that, if they were forced, if every cop is forced to wear cameras, a lot of police departments in Southern California have started to do that. And one, I believe, was in Yucaipa, California. Their incidence of complaints of police brutality went down 80% after they made every one of their officers start wearing cameras. Their complaints that were nonviolent complaints, where people just thought they were treated wrongly, went down by 60%. So accountability and is the key here, and letting the interactions be seen by the public, because to film a police officer is not, it's been held up by the Supreme Court. It's your absolute right in public, as long as you're not interfering with an investigation. But it serves as a record that can protect both parties, the officers as well. It's an objective record of the interaction. And that's what we need. That's what we need to hold the police accountable. And when I went to the protest yesterday, I planned on streaming every bit of it, and I live streamed for 5 hours. And when I got there, down in the plaza, I figured a few dozen people would be there. There was 1,000 people there at its peak, from firefighters. I saw a cousin of mine who's a firefighter, black, white, everything in between. And I did some interviews, and it was a peaceful gathing of people that are tired of the police.
Hey, Joe? Joe?
Yes, sir.
Joe, we're going to commercial break. We're going to have to cut it here, but will I see you tomorrow at the expo?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Looking forward to meeting you. Find me, please. Thanks so much, Joe from Missouri. Coming up next, Deborah. She's got something. You won't believe this.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This can be slight. When you go to DC for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Pastor Aaron Brum is with us, and we've been talking about how he's been arrested. Pastor, are you going to court?
Yeah, September 11th and 12th will be in court here in Springfield, Missouri.
Okay, let's have you on. Let's have you on. We'll talk about that.
It'd be great to be on towards the end there, right before the trial. We could, anybody who'd like to come out and support the freedom of speech, it'd be definitely a blessing.
You bet. That will be a homework assignment for those of us in the Springfield, Missouri community. We want to come support you and sit in court. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do to you. So that's September 11th and 12th, Pastor Aaron Brum at Springfield. Deborah Brewster is with us, and Deborah is a USAPrepares.com instructor. Deborah, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to bring to everybody's attention those that may have some interest as they are building their prepper list of acquiring personal body armor. There has just been legislation brought before the House on July 31st, where they are going to ban the right of individual law-abiding citizens to own body armor, and specifically Level 3 and Level 4. And as you well know, Vince, I have a body armor manufacturing company, and we make Level 3, which can protect individuals against high threats, such as, like, rifle shots, not just a handgun. And they are trying to, you know, stop us from protecting ourselves. And everything that I see happening from Ferguson and everywhere else, you know, you leave it to the government, they just become, you know, a tyranny of just mercenaries, as you would call it. And, you know, this is your opportunity, because they are stripping. If they can't get your guns, they're going to take your ammunition. Now it's your body armor. And think about it. There are parents that are out there now, and we sell it too, buying backpack body armor for college kids, for their young kids. You know, individuals will no longer be able to protect themselves. In addition to that, even the baseball industry has said that body armor is used. We're talking they're going to stop using protective helmets. Helmets are used in the baseball. They use a shield in the catcher as well as the helmets in the baseball arena. I mean, there are a lot of applications, but the bottom line is it's one more intrusion of the government to try to stop you from defending your comfort, your family,
your
taking
God
your civil
given
rights away.
Deborah, hold that thought for just a second. Absolutely. Deborah, hold that thought for a second. The guy that's introducing this bill to the U.S. House of Representatives, a guy by the name of Mike Honda, just like the car, Honda. He's a Democrat from California, and he's talking about active shooters shouldn't be able to have body armor. I'll tell you what, I'm not worried about active shooters. I'm worried about the cops. I'm worried about the government. And who do these people think they are telling us that we can't protect ourselves? And my concern is them.
They're like entourage is protecting them. The bottom line is that we, the people, have to stand up. We have to let our voice be heard. In fact, there is an active petition. You can go on the website called petition, then a period, whitehouse.gov, and it's stop H.R. 5344. Again, that's stop H.R. 5344 from banning responsible, law-abiding citizens from owning body armor.
Deborah, hold that thought for just a second. You know, okay, if you want to go sign a petition, go ahead. But I'll tell you what, that's not what it's going to take. It's going to take us being in the streets, naming these thugs, these parasites, these mercenaries, these defectives. That's what it's going to take. You know, it's like going to court and asking the government for permission to not be beaten, incarcerated, jailed, tased, punished. It's not going to work. We've got to go to the streets. And I want to thank Pastor Aaron Brummett for going to the streets. I want to thank everybody in Ferguson who is not looting, who is protesting, for going to the streets on our behalf. That's all of us on our behalf. Deborah, will I see you tomorrow? Are you in town?
No, but we'll have a group there at the trade show.
Okay. All right. John Dollarhite will be there with body armor. Deborah Brewster's body armor will be at the expo tomorrow. I will be there. Pastor Aaron Brummett, Deborah Brewster, thanks so much for being with us. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.